CRI News, I'm Luo Wen. Representatives from close to 200 countries are still trying to reach an agreement to curb global warming in Paris by a deadline set for later this Saturday. The French foreign minister and co-host of the UN conference, Laurent Fabius, has said there had never been a better time to get an ambitious global climate deal. Efforts to craft a global accord to combat climate change stumbled on Friday with several issues unresolved, including the varying degrees of contributions by wealthy and developing nations to the agreement. Fabius then announced the talks would be extended to end on Saturday, one day after its scheduled closing date. He called on the representatives in Paris to take on their responsibilities and move forward in a spirit of compromise. Shanghai Fosun Pharmaceutical Group has issued a statement saying its company chair, Guo Guangcheng, is assisting a legal investigation. The statement followed news reports that Guo had disappeared. Guo was last seen on Thursday amid suggestions that he was involved in a probe being carried out by the authorities. The Fosun statement added that Guo was still participating in major decisions of the company in proper ways and that the event would not have any significant negative effect on the group. Shares related to Fosun were suspended from trading on Friday following the rumors. The company has also said that its shares in the A-share market would resume trading on Monday. China's e-commerce giant Alibaba has agreed to acquire the South China Morning Post, a major English newspaper in Hong Kong. At the same time, Alibaba is also going to buy the broadsheets affiliated publications, including the Sunday Morning Post, scmp.com with its mobile apps, and two Chinese websites, nanzao.com and nanzaojinan.com. The deal also includes the acquisition of the magazine, recruitment, outdoor media, events and conferences, education, and digital media businesses of the SCMP group. Financial terms of the deal have not been revealed. The purchase of the SCMP is the first acquisition of overseas media assets for Alibaba. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a short-term government spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. A short-term spending bill was due to expire at midnight on Thursday, local time in Washington, D.C. The bill was approved by the Senate late on Thursday with just hours to go. U.S. President Barack Obama expected to sign it into law. The new short-term bill will fund the government until next Wednesday and give lawmakers several more days to reach a $1.15 trillion U.S. dollar funding bill to pay for government operations through until next September. However, congressional Democrats and Republicans are divided over some key issues in the long-term bill. Republicans are planning to add conservative policies to the legislation, which the Democrats are opposed to, such as lifting a crude oil export ban, renewing expiring tax breaks, and halting the Syrian refugee program. Cuba and the U.S. have agreed to resume direct mail services between the two countries after a gap of more than 50 years. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the decision was taken during a recent round of talks in the U.S. Cuba and the United States announced the process of normalization of relations between the two countries in December last year. Diplomatic relations were severed in 1961 and an economic embargo imposed. During the meeting, the Cuban delegation presented examples of how the blockade had affected the island, including on the operations of the country's mail company. The ministry also said a pilot plan for the transportation of mail would be fleshed out over the next few weeks, with a permanent restarting of the service set to begin soon. It's reported the son of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has been handed over to the Lebanese security forces on Friday. Hannibal Gaddafi had reportedly been kidnapped by an armed group in the Bekaa region. Lebanon's new TV has aired a video showing Hannibal Gaddafi in which he said he was in good health. He also said he had been kidnapped by people loyal to the cause of Imam Musa al-Sadri, the Shiite spiritual leader and founder of Lebanon's AMAL movement, who disappeared during a trip to Libya in 1978. Hannibal is among a group of family members including Gaddafi's wife, son Mohammed, and daughter Aisha, who escaped to neighboring Algeria after the fall of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. In badminton action from the BMF Super Series finals in Dubai, world number one Chen Long is into the semifinals, downing Denmark's Jan Jorgensen in straight sets to go undefeated through the group stages. Chen Long will be taking on Jorgensen's compatriot Victor Axelsen in the semifinals. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Luo Wen.